The Ford Motor Company marks its 100th anniversary today, and a Ford dealership in central Minnesota also is celebrating its centennial. The Tenvordi family started selling automobiles a century ago, just as Henry Ford started his business. It's now considered the oldest Ford dealership in the world. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Post reports.
At the Tenvordi lot in St. Cloud, Minnesota, a Ford salesman is showing off the latest model of Ford pickup to an interested customer.
This is your power mirror, and this is the lock switch for the back. Parking lights, front headlights.
Tenvordi family members have had some version of that conversation for 100 years now. Inside the showroom, Ford's brand new SUVs sit next to an early Model T.
When we used to drive it, this is all straw in there. And that was starting to come through, and that was very uncomfortable.
Tenvordi Ford's 63-year-old president, Jack Tenvordi, sees a lot of history in this old car, his family's history. Jack's grandfather, Stephen, was born in St. Cloud in 1865. Stephen Tenvordi was an industrious young man. He started a blacksmith shop while in his 20s. Then he started selling bicycles. He repaired them, too. He loved to tinker.
Evidently, when the first automobile came out, it caught his interest. So him and a buddy of his brought the first car to St. Cloud, which was a Milwaukee steamer. Came up the Oxen Trail from Minneapolis. That was in 1899. First time people had seen a horseless carriage.
It wasn't long before Stephen Tenvordi was selling cars to local residents. In 1903, he headed east to get in on the ground floor with another business startup, Henry Ford.
He went to Detroit with a friend of his and signed the franchise. At that time, he was the second person to sign the Ford franchise. The initial signer, 1 month earlier, sold out, no longer was in the business.
Tenvordi Ford has been in business ever since, making it the oldest Ford dealership in the world. Jack Tenvordi says over the years the business has seen its share of challenges. The toughest times came during wars and the Depression when people weren't buying cars. Keeping the family business together as it's handed from one generation to another hasn't been easy either. The dealership survived an effort by some family members to sell the business in the late 1960s. Jack Tenvordi doesn't expect any problems as he hands the business on to the fourth generation. Three of his children and one nephew now work at Tenvordi's. Jack's son Mike is Tenvordi's general manager. Mike Tenvordi says things are going smoothly with his generation, even with so many family members involved in the business.
Certain people in the family have to be other people's boss. And if you can take that aside and just come to work and forget about titles and do your job, and we've been able to do that.
The fifth generation of the Tenvordi family will start work at the dealership this summer. 18-year-old Eric Dahl, Stephen Tenvordi's great-great-grandson, will work here in the dealership service center.
I'm going to be checking in the new cars when they come in and just put them in stock and then move them around wherever they have to be, out on the lot.
Dahl says he'd love to take over the family business someday, but it's too early to say for sure. He's going to concentrate on his high school hockey career before making any decisions about his future in this 100-year-old family business. For NPR News, I'm Tim Post in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Photographs of the Tenvordi family are at npr.org.